Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Jen and I met 17 years ago, and she hated me immediately. It only took 16 years and a divorce, mine, to get her to warm up to me. Is anyone reading between the lines
there? It says to me that maybe the reason she wasn't attracted to him is that he was married!
Thank you, Rob. Oh, do you have any Perkins up where you are? We have Perkins.
We had one, but he left to work with Donnie Simpson.
Instead of trying to make the Bloomin' Onion healthier, Outback has made the signature dish worse with new versions covered with cheese, bacon, meat, and French fries.
That sounds delicious. What they should do, Mike, is take the Bloomin' Onion and boil it. Hey, Mike, how about a boiled onion, mate?
A boiled onion. Baltimore boiled onion.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, this opening segment, we're going to talk about sleep, because I believe that I'm being really boned by my sleep people down now. I sleep with the old CPAP machine. Now, that's a machine that you put a mask over your face, and it blows air into your mouth so that you don't snore and you don't
open it up your airway.
You don't have sleep apnea where you go like that and you wait. So it's steady. The problem they have is I go to the sleep place where they manage me, and I said, the last time I was there, I want to use a new company because the company down here sucked. They said, we'll do that. Then they said, we need your sleep study. I said, I got you my sleep study. That was from years ago back in Virginia. They've lost it because I think they have a notation on the file that says when something is extremely difficult for the patient to get hold of and very delicate, we're going to lose it for you and make your life difficult.
Well, no, Mike, it's not that. It's that if you have the sleep study, then there's no way to upsell you to another sleep study. Yeah, so they say, I can't find it.
If that's the case, then I'm pissed off. So,
sleep study erosion.
All I know is make a little adjustment in my in my mask so that in the middle of the night, like at 4 o'clock in the morning sometimes, I'm getting this. I'm getting...
Oh.
That is the level of wind being prepped. And it's like almost blowing the mask off.
Yeah.
And they
so
did that
it shifts. It shifts through the night. I mean,
it's automatic. It'll increase
when you go
right. into deeper and deeper sleep.
Yeah.
So I got that, into a fight with the lady at the office because of this sleep study, and now no one has called me, and they have firmly landed in the land of suck. And I'm getting ready to travel, and I'm very, very frustrated. And last night, I think I turned the light out at approximately 10 p.m.
Okay.
And blissfully went right off to sleep. Woke up this morning at about 5:30 when Carla's thing goes, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here 10 minutes before the show. All right. Hold on a second.
Oh, no.
All right.
Maybe the phone call?
Maybe it's Big Sleep.
Hello.
Big Z's.
So it could be the sleep lady.
Yes. How are you?
We've just found your study, Mr. O'Mara.
I'd like to apologize.
It was digital, so we knew it was somewhere.
It O M, not O apostrophe M, and that was a problem.
Yeah, the apostrophe. Well, that character doesn't really work with our system.
Okay, very good.
And, we're running Linux, let me know when that happens. And of course, it's case sensitive.
This is the CPAP stuff.
We're having trouble,
and it's open.
Right.
Hey guys, I'm sorry. I'm doing a radio show right now. They're actually calling me from the...
We were joking that it could be them.
Yes. Hooray!
So send love to the lady.
Turn down our send to him, if you don't mind, so we can continue talking while he
takes
his phone.
Have you got the sleep study and all that?
They've got it.
He's doing what parents do.
Oh, that rocks. Thank you for calling me. That answers my question. Thank you very much.
That's nice, right?
I'll wait to hear from you.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye-bye.
That's Big Sleep.
How weird is that?
That's very weird.
Yeah. They're all listening,
Mike. I got a call from a local number, and I'm sitting there looking at that, and it actually... So they got the sleep study.
Yeah.
They found it.
And then they called me from the new company.
The doctor's office did what they said they were going to do
after I thought she was going to be like nasty and never have anything to do with
it. Was that the actual lady? Or was it
a lady from the new company? This whole thing started because they were so rude,
right?
At the other at the other oxygen company.
Yeah.
And they, I walked in one day, and the last straw was they were being really mean to this old guy.
I remember this.
Super, super,
I remember
deluxe
this.
Old.
Yeah.
Mm. Go back to sleep, old man.
And I drove away, and I said, this doesn't want, I got to call a manager.
Right.
So I called, and they were, and I just said, this sucks. And then the next time I saw my my little CPAP person, I said, can I get another company? Because they were so nasty, I don't want to deal with them yet. Yeah. Well, that was the new company.
It's
gonna, and love they it. Said they got everything. They got everything they needed.
You're good to go.
That's a win, like right at the beginning
was
of the
an
show.
Apostrophe. How did they find your record?
Yeah, what was the mix-up?
Here's what it was. The study was in the possession of the old company, which is what I told the people at that. Now, why they didn't have a copy of it is beyond me, but they didn't have a copy of it at
ransomware.
The doctor's office. Mm-hmm. But the important thing, it's not ransomware. No. He doesn't care at all, but that's okay. I'm fine that he doesn't care.
My mom suffers from sleep apnea, and I've heard these stories in Spanish, so I understand the pain of not being able to sleep.
Can you speak some Spanish about sleep apnea? I love it. It's so cute.
Mi máscara no me deja dormir. Puedes ir a la casa a ayudar y ajustar?
But it's so wonderful. But now, but she did say one thing.
What?
She said one thing just now. She said, we're just waiting on the approval from your insurance company.
Oh,
well, that'll be fine.
DGH, Mike.
Don't get happy.
Mm-hmm.
But I am happy about that. That to me, now I was going to talk about being tired.
Right.
I went to sleep at 10 o'clock. And now that has given me energy is surging through my body.
Exactly. Like you've, eaten, like you've had 30 cookies and a pint of ice cream.
Well, Oscar came in talking about sleep.
He did. Yes.
He has some new thing that I might be very, very interested in because you said it's shift sleep. Is that what you're talking about?
This is not new. It's out there.
Okay.
I've heard of people being able to take long naps and then that equals your total of 8 to 10 hours
you split it up.
Sleep.
Yeah.
And traditionally, these are band members. These are third shifters.
Okay.
These are doctors. Mm-hmm. These are individuals that have cycled into this world of, I need to sleep this way because it's the only way that my life will function.
Right.
Okay. Morning show hosts sometimes have this.
Right.
Because they'll be able to come home, take a 4-hour nap, and then they'll get another 4 hours the night before. So that equals 8 technically.
Right.
So how does that work? Or producers. When you were, before I get into what I currently have going on, which I think is working, and we'll see how long that works, but for now it's a win. How long, when you were, on WAVA, and even at the Edge, it probably doesn't count because that was just a lot of schedule shifting.
Yeah.
But for a WAVA, did you ever find yourself in a space where you would sleep as soon as you would get home from the morning show, and then you would sleep again, maybe 5 hours at night, and then get up and go? Or did you get the max of 8?
And you heard this in the business a lot, as far as morning show hosts, when you get up at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, there are people that can nap and people that can't.
I
was not a napper. I couldn't nap. I had to, in order for me to really do well, I had to get at least 5-6 hours of sleep the night before.
Has that changed? Do you ever nap now?
No. I've never been a napper.
Animated movies.
I was
that's
sitting
true.
There. That's
yes.
why this whole
Minions.
Thing today.
Minions.
I got up at 5:30. I got the show prep done. Carla leaves to go work out. I'm sitting in a chair, and all of a sudden, I'm just going...
Yep.
Like that, where I'm conking out. That'll be it for that's my nap. My nap was 10 minutes. So that was it. And then I'll just get kind of a second wind. And once I get rolling with my day, I'm really not sleepy at all. But I was wondering that it still bugs me that I'm sitting there right after I get up and nodding out and up. But I think that's because I'm getting up so early. With sleeping for the morning show, I never did naps. Naps were really, really hard for me. And I knew people. Back when Mr. Richards, who ran the town gas station, and Paul was a contemporary, ended up being going to a monastery, and we kept in touch. I'd love to hear from him again.
Richards Gas and Go?
Friends.
Well, Mike, you won't ever hear from him.
Gene Richards and Francis Richards, the Richards brothers, who own the mobile station down in South Glastonbury.
What about Dick's Gas and Go?
Dick's Gas and Go?
Yeah.
What is he even talking about?
Isn't Dick shorter for Richard?
Well, yeah, but
Richard.
He's energized today. He got sleep.
I got sleep.
He got sleep, so he's doing it.
I regret to inform you.
I'm trying to have a dialogue, but it's not really working right now.
I regret to inform you, you're not going to hear from that guy since he took the vow of silence.
So, getting back to what I say, we would play at Paul Richards' house, and we would have to be super quiet at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon because Mr. Richards was having his nap before he went back to the gas station after being up at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, yeah.
That's the whole deal. So the shift sleep, if you can accomplish it, I know many regular long-term morning show people, of course I was one of them, that could do it. You were talking, it's the same principle. You're trying it? You tried it yesterday?
So I have been attempting this for the past, I would say, 2 weeks.
Okay.
And it has not been 100% successful until last night.
And so today is a wonderful
day, Mike.
Today
is a wonderful day.
A wonderful day.
And I said I'd give it at least a month of just trying this out and see if I could actually, break this cycle of almost getting there. And for me, it started out with just sheer need. Like, you could come home, I think 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago when I started this, I came home and I was like, well, I have to go to bed because I only got 2 hours the night before. Mm-hmm. So I would down a bunch of NyQuil and then pass out and then wake up roughly around midnight.
That's dangerous. You don't want to do that. That's
and then I'd be up and be productive for 3 hours and then go right back to bed. And I was like, oh.
When you got back up, did you remember getting up after drinking all that NyQuil, or did you just like wake up and you thought like, maybe little gnomes had made the shoes for you?
Oh, no. I was awake. I was actually scared awake where I was like, oh my God, I will not go back to sleep.
Okay. All right. I know.
But it worked. And then last night, I think with the last ones to leave yesterday were Rofo and I, and it was roughly around 10:30 p.m.
Right.
We were working, but the game was on in the conference room. And by the way,
did I read that that's like the game of the year?
It was an amazing game.
I haven't even seen the highlights.
I went home.
Would have been more amazing, Mike, if we had picked the winner. But
had the winner.
Yeah, well,
you were a kick away from winning.
Very close. Okay. Not very close.
Right, and so I get home. I watch the end of the game. Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, like, I wonder if I went to bed right now.
Right now.
And then woke up at rough. I went to bed.
Like 11?
Woke up roughly at, I would say, then the game was probably midnight, if I'm being fair.
Okay.
I'd say a little before midnight. Woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Went back, got up, did a bunch of stuff on the computer, and then went back to bed like an hour and a half later.
5:30.
Yeah, and then got, I would say, 3 hours. So 7:30, is that two hours? Okay, so I got a total of seven.
Woke up
10 minutes after we started taping the show.
That's right. Mike, he's going to wake up in 10 minutes.
It feels like I got 8 hours because...
But you got in total about 6.5.
It feels so much better.
But you
so
still took the drug. You didn't take a drug, did you?
No, I didn't have to take a drug last night.
I took, melatonin?
Yeah.
Is that the over-the-counter stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. Everyone, I mean, that's...
It's also naturally occurring in your body.
Yeah, it's probably healthier.
I take melatonin. I took it once last week, and I took melatonin and woke up the next day and said, pour water out.
So what I have...
You have a dart in your neck.
What I think I've mastered is stop... I guess I've been alleviating the anxiety of waking up, because I would wake up sometimes that early and just stay up and move on with the day. I'm scared of sleeping in, or if I don't
God
wake
forbid
up,
you'd be late.
Well, it's not that. We've chronicled that.
That doesn't matter anymore.
Mike, let's bury that.
Because we've chronicled it.
Let's bury that.
I was on time today.
You were.
No, you weren't.
What? Hey, he was. He was a little before 9.
Technically, he wasn't. I mean, I consider technically when you and I are sitting there and it's 9 o'clock and he tugs in and he came in and he said,
it wasn't 9 o'clock.
I gotta do something. Yeah, it was.
It was just before 9, but then I had to go take a smash.
I took a leak. I literally took a leak.
I know.
Rob went right after me.
I don't want to say what I'm going to say, but I'll say it because it's the truth. I don't really pay attention to it anymore.
Well, that's good.
I really don't.
I do, Mike. I do.
He's training.
I do.
So how do you, you break this sleep up.
I talked myself through it. It's as long as if I wake up at 4 for some reason, just like get up.
Right.
I usually toil for 2 hours, and then I'm like, oh, F it. I just got to stay up, move on.
That's a variation on the idiocy that everyone had in college. Well, if we're up now, we might as well just stay up.
That's the worst.
You're doomed for 2 days.
If you happen to wake up, like after 4 hours,
mm-hmm.
4.5 hours, you get up. I've done it, and I think it doesn't work for me because I feel like I'm dragging my ass. If I get up now and force myself to go right back to sleep, that usually is the best way to do
so
it.
So I agree with you because this, I think, I'm sorry, Oscar, for interrupting, but please. I feel that if you get up and get the system going and get yourself alert, hyper alert, ready in like work mode and thinking and stuff,
you have to wind down.
You got to wind down again.
And but it's, you say you feel good today after your shift
sleep. I feel
sleep.
Great. Because what I do is I just get up instead of sitting there looking up at the ceiling, hoping right. my life would end. And then I take care of like three different things that need to be done. And I have the ABC nightly, that Nightline, whatever news they have. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah,
like after
the overnight
a.m.?
News.
Yes.
The hip news.
How
it's
do you
called
think
news
their
all
sleep
night.
Patterns are?
Oh, great.
Yeah. They're really loosey goosey. I'll tell you those overnight shifts. Like that's where they put like the C squad on the production side.
I don't care if I was on national television. National television is not worth it for that because you never see those people like slide into the 8 p.m. hour or anything like that. They're always relegated to that. And I think with your shift, is this the first time it's really happened where you really worked?
Well,
you'll know at 2 o'clock.
Yes.
True.
Know,
when that 2 o'clock in the but you think just for it, let me know tomorrow yeah. if you respond to it.
Do you That's think it. If it for it to really work, does it require a little bit of structure though? Do you have to set an alarm to get up
I
in the
think
halfway
what
through?
I have finally mastered is that the 2 hour anxiety lay where you're like, oh.
Remember her, Mike?
I don't want to get up.
The 2 hour anxiety lay.
Jumped around. Sorry.
Where I'm sitting there and I'm looking at Shannon and I'm, you know, if I'm talking from the heart,
please.
I'm upset that she can just peacefully sleep at any moment in time.
Joking Carla.
Yeah, you know, it's like, you know, must be nice.
To say that our significant other is blissfully.
Must be nice.
Oh, and then they all worship at the throne of mine.
It was just like and because she can sleep at,
oh my God.
At the drop of a hat.
Yeah.
And then I look, what's it about our significant
that,
others that all can sleep?
What's it about us that we hate
I think
that?
It's like an escape,
that
isn't
makes
it?
Us upset.
Isn't it their
I love
escape?
Being up. I feel like I'm going to miss
happy
something.
For, I should
I agree.
Be happy for her. Like, I should be happy.
I'm never happy
blissful
for
sleep.
Her. No. I am never happy. It's like last night, I come in, Survivor Marathon. I'm reading my 700-page book, reading. And I go out, by the way. Reading a book or reading a magazine,
yes.
reading. The act of reading is the way I do
important.
It. I turn the screen off. The screen has
you
to be
You have
up.
To turn the screen yeah. off. I put
right.
all my screens except, and I'm working it on the television to night that night mode.
This is
right.
this is something we didn't even discuss before this show. There is new Sleep Number copy today that talks about just that. Exactly
okay.
that. And
well,
you will
we
hear
love
about
that
it.
Relationship.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And,
but they
and,
say it.
Tell
it's
the people at Sleep Number, I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready for the 360 smart bed.
So,
all right. Thank you. Thank
so
you very
let
much.
Me add this.
Yes.
That I sat there and I said, well, I know that if I get up and I do something productive, then I will get tired again and get right back to bed.
What did
I
you
think
do that was
it.
Productive? What did you do?
I shot a bunch of emails out. For Pony for the show.
Okay.
I took care of some outstanding stuff for work that could have been done after the show today.
Okay.
To get ahead of it.
That's also that's great
yeah.
when you do that.
So
well, it's a busy week and people should understand, and I say this to my significant other,
yes.
you know, that this is you know, we're always want to put on a great show for people. So
yeah.
we're always a little anxiety laden.
Sure.
And
picked up the
know.
Suits from the dry cleaner yesterday, Mike. We are
yeah.
good to go.
Yes.
I'm having a button moved today, in the right direction, by the way.
Oh,
which is,
oh look at
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Yeah, go figure.
You're swiping, what's it?
No, I'm still turbo fat.
Oh,
I'm still
okay.
manatee fat. You'll see that when you see me on stage.
How does a button
when
move?
I come out
I've never
go,
heard of that before.
Well, no,
what's
you move,
that?
You change the location of the button on your jacket if it's
well, I think that's
adjustment.
What I'm going to do. I'm taking it there today, and hopefully they can get it done for me because I, you know,
a major Carlos alteration.
Said, I'm not like you that wears the suit, you know, because you're a young guy, wears the suit where
well,
it
you.
Cinches in and it's tight.
It's tight.
I like to wear a boxy suit.
Yeah,
I like to have room in my jacket.
Like SpongeBob SquarePants.
Right, right.
Not exactly.
But sometimes
he's
it's
boxy.
Too much. When it's hanging down, there's a fat jacket and then there's fat jacket.
Okay.
And I don't want to, and right now I don't want it to be, I'm fat enough where I don't want to have extra material hanging down.
You look
where,
good.
Where a
you
lot
look,
of
good.
Times,
you
a
look
lot,
good on camera. We can't tell.
Thank you.
A lot
well,
of
you
times.
Well, you don't see me from my it's down, which, you know.
Show title.
Yeah,
that's
it's,
the
it's
name
really,
of the show.
Yes.
Yeah, it's down.
oh, said it twice. That's good.
But as far as sleep, it's just I've been dragging. The other day, you know, I did this show, mm-hmm. was out with my my mates yesterday, sitting in a golf cart, and this is a true story. This happened. And it's not that my eyes weren't closed,
mm-hmm.
but one of the guys that I'm playing with comes up and he knocks on the side of the cart and he goes, hey, wake up. Because apparently I was out there like this.
Zoning? Yeah, sure.
like that.
You're eyes just closed enjoying or your just like thinking about
no
how great
eyes
your life
open,
is.
Just kind of spacey.
Yeah,
just spacey McSpacey.
Now, you know, doing is it, that has the weather broken at all down there?
Yeah, it has.
So maybe that does that have a little to do with it when it's a little cooler?
I don't
cooler?
Know. It's dip, but it's certainly different. And then when I got home,
your house isn't sweating.
I got a report that on Michael's day off, he had been such a good boy
Michael.
That I was commanded to take him out to the Walmart to get him a little opener, a little toy thing.
Oh,
little
that's great.
Dinosaur, which I took him out and got a raptor. But I mean, when I was home at the end of the day, I was just like, Napoleon yeah. Dynamite and sure. all that. But the shift sleep is, this is the way I understand
yes.
it.
Yes.
What Carla does is when she has to go winky-tink in the middle of the night, she forces herself to go back to sleep. You stay up. If you don't have to wind down, as long as you're not winding mm-hmm. down, but you'll know by the end of the day.
Okay.
Just follow it through the end of the day and give me a report, a health report on how you feel.
This,
and
this
I know for a fact that if he gets to be my age and he's still doing it, if he gets up and takes a leak, that counts as something productive.
Right.
Right. The only other time I felt that I've actually unconsciously mastered this was when we would be doing overnights for Big O and Dukes.
Right.
Or we were working a promotion the next day early morning. So it would just be a night promotion, then a morning promotion. Yeah. Is when I would sleep during the day to, let's say, roughly 11, 12, and then come into work and then get another 4 hours of sleep and then back into work. That's the only other time where I felt like I was like,
all right, wow. Well, if we're taking a history lesson yes. here, let me give you a full disclosure.
Okay.
All right.
For those of you that may have listened to the Don and Mike show from 1989 through 1996.
Yeah.
I was asleep on every one of those episodes.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Las Vegas, Nev. You know why I fly up there so often? I go to look at money. Because in Hollywood, they don't use money. You just sign your name, you give the guy a little card, and he puts in a machine and gives it a whack. And in Hollywood, good friends like Sammy Davis and Dean Martin live just a short helicopter hop from my pad. But if I want to see him, I have to jet me up to Crapsville. And here's living proof. The place, the sands, the time, in the wee small hours of.
Now, Dean, he was here a minute ago. I'll get him. Hey, baby.
Listen, I want to talk to you about your drinking.
What happened? I miss a round?
No, you didn't miss a round. I want to talk to you about the amount that you drink. Have you heard? Are you cognizant of the fact that they are saying things?
Am I what, Nizan? Let's have a drink.
What? You are drinking.
Oh, is that my hand?
All right. What I'm trying to say to you is that why do you drink so much?
I drink to forget.
To forget what?
I don't know. I forgot that long time ago.
What is this gripping compulsion that you have constantly to drink, 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 drink?
Well, you see, my structure craves and needs alcohol.
Oh.
I'm all right. My body's a drunk. That's all. You think, Zach, I'm trying to put a little heat in this room? I'm freezing.
Take your hand out of the ice bucket.
Oh.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
Are we doing football
and now,
today?
From his easy chair, here's Mike.
I heard that.
I know. The mics were on. I turned them on as I always do.
Sorry.
He's sleepy.
But the answer is, Mike, no, we're not doing football today.
It looks grim.
We are very live grim. From the Podcast Village Studios in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara
we're
Show,
dummy.
All the way from Lakeview, Oregon, to Marysville, Washington, Sunrise Beach, Missouri. Or Missouri.
We doing football
Churchville,
today?
Churchville, New York.
Who's ball?
Atwater, California, and Kingston, Jamaica. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. Brought to you by our good friends at Sleep Number. We were talking about them a minute before. Sleep Number knows that sleep impacts your creativity.
Oh.
Your mood.
Right.
Your patience. Your willpower. And physical and mental health. We didn't prepare this. We were talking about sleep just because it's important to everybody.
Yeah, this
you know
is pre-programmed,
that.
People.
Did you know a few hours before you go to bed, your brain produces a hormone called melatonin, which tells your body it's time to get sleepy? However, smart devices produce blue light, which wakes up the body and stops melatonin production. Diabolical trickery.
Right.
So avoid your screens in the evening, and you'll be better prepared to fall asleep. Also, remember, the optimum sleep environment is 65 degrees with 65% humidity. That's when bodies remain thermally neutral, meaning they don't have to do anything to create or shed heat.
And better fascinating? Yet,
Sleep Number beds allow you to adjust on each side to your ideal firmness, comfort, and support the best. My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carla's is a 65. We love it. Experience the smart, effortless comfort of the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed during the Veterans Day sale. Save $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed. Now only $17.99. Plus, exclusive savings for military and vets. You'll only find Sleep Number at one of their 600 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you at sleepnumber.com/TMOS. And when you go, tell them Mike O'Mara sent you.
Who is?
Ladies and gentlemen, history. All right, let's get to our mailbag because it's not about us. It's about you.
It's all about
and now that we don't have a mailbag, we have to have some way of communicating with our listener audience.
No, we have a mailbag. We don't have a Yak Shack.
Yeah, Yak Shack.
We don't have
gone.
A Yak Shack. Yes, that's right. We have to have a way. We canceled the Yak Shack.
Yes.
We
canceled.
Sorry, I'm sleepy. Hi, gang. On November 12th, 2019, Mallory Aids turned 6 years old. Mallory is an awesome kid who loves kindergarten, her older sister Aubrey, her dog Montford, and she loves hearing her name on the radio. Mallory, 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 Mallory Aids. Mallory.
You know, you can almost do a row, row, row your boat thing with her.
Mallory Roosevelt. Seriously, she has been asking me for the past 6 months to make sure to get her name, Mallory, on the show. So if you could please oblige, Mallory, I'm sure it would be the highlight of her day. Mallory is a great kid.
Mm. Yes.
I know Mallory. She's wonderful. If Charlie could stop by to wish her a happy birthday, that would be the icing on the cake. I'm not sure if is Charlie here?
I'd be.
Charlie is here. All right, Charlie, come on in here. Charlie, please come in for dinner.
Mallory, 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 Mallory.
Tired. Proud dad, Stefan. Way to go, Stefan. There we go. Wow.
Thanks, Charlie.
He sleeps in shifts.
Not even drinking.
20 minutes at a time.
Hello, Mike, Rob, and Oscar. I wanted to thank you, Mike, about encouraging us to verbally thank any war veterans that we might come across yesterday. Well, I did. I meant that for any time you meet a vet. In my profession, I tend to see many veterans and never give them a second thought. Yet when I listened to your thoughtful words on battling war, I made sure I thanked each and every veteran I saw, especially those who wore their veterans hats. Thank you, Mike. Keep up the funny. You guys are awesome. Nick Peterson, the documentary I was talking about yesterday, World War One, When We Were Young.
And, I actually DVR'd it last night. They reran it, so I can't wait to watch it.
The best part is when they would capture the Germans and realize that. You go back and look at that, and you see them interacting with their enemies after blowing people apart. It's stunning. It's really weird how it's the most anti-war documentary I think I've ever seen. So check it out, and you'll enjoy that. Hi, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and Maddie. I'm catching up on shows this week. My wife and I will be at the Vegas show Saturday. I'm a listener since the Don and Mike days, and I have some connections to each of you. Mike, I share with you a failing body. Well, isn't that nice you led with me? I'm nearly 52 years old and have had multiple knee and two back surgeries. I'm not overweight, though, just falling apart. Thanks for that tip in, too.
Mr. Glass.
Yeah. I appreciate that. Oscar, fellow MBA-er here.
Hello.
Fellow self-aware MBA-er. Graduate School of Management at UC Davis. Rob, you and I share an appreciation for the Beatles and music, and you did once profess your love for me.
Oh.
Yes, Rob wrote that he was in love with me and then ghosted me, never to be heard from again. First, let me say I'm a happily married heterosexual male.
As am I.
In 2016, and when you have to say it, you're just demonstrating how woke both of you are.
Thank you.
Yes.
That's it. Yeah. In 2016, I sent Rob a live recording of Paul McCartney's show in Sacramento. Rob wrote back to me that he was in love with me at that moment, and he thanked me for the recording. I replied to his thank you with an email that linked to some rare Beatles movie stills, but then never heard from Rob again. Ghosted, just like that.
Yeah.
From in love to nothing. Nothing. I really was okay, but now I realize I am going to be in Las Vegas for your Saturday show, and I didn't want any awkwardness with Rob. Well, you won't have any awkwardness if you're in the audience.
It's true.
Yes.
Unless you, you know, storm the stage or something like that.
That would be awkward.
So I wanted to let you know it is okay. I understand. Brett W. of Sacramento.
Well, right, I'd like
Brett,
to
this is me, not Rob speaking.
Oh, okay.
Stay away.
And I'd like
Thank
to address
Thank
it.
Thank you. Stay far away.
It was very nice that he sent me that bootleg that I still have. But, Brett, you were moving too fast.
Oh, is that what it was?
He was too aggressive.
He was too aggressive. Okay. That's not how you pursue a lady.
We were just talking about how we're going to reach out and touch everybody in Las Vegas
sometimes
this weekend.
Twice.
There will be security on.
That's right.
No, there won't. There never is. Next letter says, guys, I'm a huge fan since 1992, and I'm flying out to Vegas from Buffalo for both shows with my wife. We get in Wednesday. I'm not on social media, so I have no idea where the P1s are partying. Can you let me know where the action is if people are getting together for all things TMOS? Well, Stephen Douglas McIntyre is a conduit on the fan club of where people are going to be and what's going to go on. And then there are all sorts of people online.
I believe that there's actually going to be buttons that people are wearing. So look for people with buttons in Old Town Vegas. You will find them.
A button.
Yeah.
Yeah, I asked for a button, too.
Yes.
I want a button. I want to know what the button says. Probably the same buttons as he had last time.
Well, I'll take
them. But there's stuff going on.
A memento.
This is not just a show. Our shows are kind of like a centerpiece to a weekend of people getting to know each other. And people love, within the supporters of this show, to hang together. There are subsets of people that are dear to your friends after all these years.
The best way, and if you, just a moment, Mike, is for the person who's going out maybe for the first time and you want to make fast friends, is to take whatever Facebook profile you have, even if you got to create one, and ask to join the fan club.
Yes.
Once you're in and tell them why, you will see it all right there. All the happenings.
And they would love to meet new people. They're asking for new people to join.
Yeah.
So that John, that's the way to do it. Join that fan club. You got plenty of time to do it. You can do it when you're in Vegas. Fellas, my amazing wife Heather is turning 38 on Thursday. What follows are 13 magical days where we are the same age until my birthday on the 27th.
The golden period.
As a present for her birthday, I was hoping Oscar could give her a pep talk about how she should treat me on my birthday. Merry Chrissy Metz, Dave Weimer. Any advice for Dave?
What's his wife's name? Anything?
Oh, let me see.
Heather.
If you
Heather.
It.
Heather.
Heather. That's
Heather.
Right,
Heather. All right, Heather. This golden period, 14 days, not too much to ask. I know it's probably all about you, as it should be during the year, but the 14 days can be about him. Give him 2 weeks. 2 weeks of love, no hassle, no drama. If he does something erratic, maybe spends too much on the card, don't give him guff. Like, just let him live his life for 14 days like he once was the king of his castle. Please.
That's it. Very wonderful. Nice. That's the way it should be.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Yeah. Better part of the year, I think. That's just my opinion. Greetings, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and Maddie. They tell you marriage is forever, but men know it's like an NFL contract. And we're all on a series of one-year deals.
True.
On the occasion of our first anniversary, this Sunday, I am pleased to say I think I've been picked up for another year by my box wife, Jen Sears.
Oh.
Jen, who is almost a decade my junior. Oh, please. Why can't people marry the same age?
Isn't it sickening?
Really?
Sickening.
It's terrible. Jen and I met 17 years ago, and she hated me immediately. It only took 16 years and a divorce, mine, to get her to warm up to me. Is anyone reading between the lines
there? It says to me that maybe the reason she wasn't attracted to him is that he was married!
Thank you, Rob. Thank you very much.
I'm not murder, she wrote over here.
I just got this paragraph and it stopped me in my tracks here.
It's not like I'm Columbo, but I'm figuring something out.
Jen, who is almost a decade my junior, and I met 17 years ago.
Right.
And she hated me immediately. It only took 16 years and a divorce, mine, to get her to warm up to me.
Maybe we can rephrase this, rewrite this paragraph like this. How about this?
I found Jen Sears. He's right.
She liked my hair and clothes, but didn't like that I was married.
Well, maybe she was just respectful of the marriage.
Well, she enjoyed my sense of humor.
The way this is written, not to nitpick, but it stopped me in my tracks. is that the 17-year window does not have the time of the divorce.
No, not at all. No.
We don't know. Last year, she agreed to marry me and trade her Polish last name, full of Z's and Y's and some periodic table symbols, for something a little shorter. Despite questionable judgment in life partners, her love of serial killers show their love of serial killer shows and those buried the husband in the backyard Dateline episodes.
So true.
And the fact that a pickaxe and weed killer popped up under the stuff other people search for when she was creating our wedding registry.
Pickaxe.
Life has been pretty good. I'm looking forward to what's next, including the new home we move into the day after our anniversary. The yard is very sunny. I'm sure I'll be happy back there. So this guy, safe to say, he is all over the place.
Yeah, yeah,
too.
He is, yeah.
He is, you know, I don't think she's going to kill you. Mike, well, it would mean the world if Balmer Billy Sikorsky could send my wife an anniversary greeting. After all, he's her people. And if I don't write next year, can someone call Keith Morrison?
You gotta.
That's Brian Sears from Odenton, Maryland. We weren't sure about Brian. And what exactly was his, what's the wife's name here? Hold on, where is it?
Jen.
And what exactly was Jen Sears doing in the hardware store that day?
Pickaxe.
We're not really sure. You're not going to get Baltimore Billy. You're going to get Keith Morrison.
Better fit.
As it turned out, Brian Sears and his ex-wife and Jen formed a pact. A satanic pact. And unfortunately, that's just a very strange paragraph that I can't get by.
Does Keith, and will Keith Morrison entertain a question?
I'm right here, Rob.
Was Jen put off by the fact that she was being seduced by a married man?
It only took poor Brian 15 years to divorce his wife. After the 15-year affair, let me read that paragraph.
Please,
one more time. All right, let me see. Jen. I'll read it like Keith Morrison. Jen, who is almost a decade my junior, and I met 17 years ago, and she hated me immediately. It only took 16 years and a divorce, mine, to get her to warm up to me.
There's so much more to the story that I need to know.
There is so much. We need more, Brian. Yeah. We need more letters.
Detail.
We need a follow-up letter in next week's mailbag
Please
so
do.
You can explain.
What was the catalyst for the divorce?
I might have been the pickaxe.
Rob, Mike, and Oscar were confused. Yes, we were. So, sorry. No Baltimore Billy. By the way, Baltimore Billy is now Edgar Allan Poe.
That's so, right. That's or as you called him, Mike, Eddie Allan Poe.
When we come back, I really think I want to talk about restaurants. I know it's Drive. I know it's Hack. But you know what? We can have fun with it. And they have the list of the worst restaurants.
Please.
And I found the list to be enthralling.
Are you mentioned?
Both fast food and casual dining.
Okay.
So it's great. It's chock-a-block with content. We may not get to all of it. We'll take
we'll
a break
try.
And come back right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
And the way you look tonight.
What if I told you there was one man unlike any other? What if I told you there was one man who wanted all the fans? What if I told you that the fan man with everything could lose it all? What if I told you that Dan the Fan Man couldn't be happy until he got his Dan the Fan hands on every fan that his Dan the Fan hands could handle? Listen to the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show to hear the whole story on Dan the Fan Man, overcoming his addictions to methamphetamines, and getting to the top, now airing on ESP Fan.
I love that one. I love that
one.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Listen to some wisdom from Cornerstone.
Yes.
If you want to predict the future, you don't need a magic eight ball. Just rely on solid economic indicators. Science! Science, you're beautiful. Right now, economists believe the housing market is entering a golden period. For the first time since World War II, We have mortgage rates below 4%, while at the same time, the unemployment rate is also below 4%. That's a golden period that will stimulate activity, and we expect sub-4% mortgage rates and sub-4% unemployment rates through at least the end of 2020. You don't want to be left out in this golden period. Home appreciation is up, and tappable home equity is at an all-time high. Rates are at record lows, and with Cornerstone's offer to meet or beat any competitor, this golden period is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to eliminate your PMI, pay off credit cards, student or car loans, and do home improvements. Call my friend Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221, or check the web at cornerstonefirst.com. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing. Okay, we all love, going out. We're Americans. That's what we do. We do that all the time. And I will tell you that I do it down here. And I've always been a fan of local joints, not so much the chains, but we all go to chains. And I think that if you live in a large metropolitan area, you're probably exposed to a lot of them.
Yeah,
and
it's some harder, of them are regional. It's harder to be a local restaurateur. Mike, you've been down this road before.
Right.
It's economies of scale, how you can compete, if you can compete on the dollars and deals. When you talk about Iguana Mia and how you feel like... how can they keep up with the Joneses? They probably have a nice formula where they're going to have a loss leader that allows them, but that's a one item. That's the margaritas that get people in the door.
Get them in the
door. Let me share this with you. This is an interesting list. I think it's 35 of them that they list here. The worst restaurant chains in America ranked. Chain restaurants used to be cool and rule the market, but now some chains are barely surviving. Now, I didn't know that until I read this article. Mm-hmm. And more customers are ditching them. Customers want high-quality food with quick, friendly service. And long-standing chains are failing to meet these needs. Consumer Picks calculated consumer scores for some of America's most popular restaurants. Check out the 30 worst restaurant chains in America, ranked from terrible to the worst. So let's start with this. We're going to go to number 35.
Okay.
I don't know this one, and you guys might not either.
Some of these might be regional. So, you know.
They are. Cafe Rio Mexican Grill. Have you ever heard of it?
It's an Italian place.
Cafe Rio.
I know.
We don't know. We'll skip by that one. All right. Let's get right because we have tons of them. Carrabba's Italian Grill.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
Of course.
You know, when they broke in the D.C. area, they had a huge TV campaign. And it would.
Isn't Carrabba's classier than the Olive Garden?
I don't know because I have not. I don't think maybe one time years and years and years ago, but they're not bringing in traffic, and they get a score of 48%.
I've been there. I think twice in my life. It didn't seem like anything was fantastic about it.
I've never been. Their TV campaign made them look almost like a Disney Italian restaurant. So
okay. Didn't appeal. Let's move on. Next one on the list. I don't know this one either. Coco's Bakery and Restaurant. Anybody know
I've not
Coco's?
Had it. Oh,
That's number. Coco. Coco. I love you, Coco. 47% for Coco's. Next one. Here we go. Okay. This is the one that's been around here. Everyone got really excited about. I'm so happy this one made the list. This is why it's on the air. The Mellow Mushroom.
Ate the Mellow Mushroom.
Yeah. Each year, more consumers see stories about Mellow Mushrooms closing its doors in their local cities, specializing in Southern-style pizza.
What does that mean?
Exactly. Pizza, calzones, hoagies, and salads. Mellow Mushroom has been enjoyed by many customers. However, the pizza chain is losing its extraordinary touch. Almost 47% of consumers say they'll come back for a hot pie at Mellow Mushroom. What's happening with the rest of the patrons? They criticize the service. Ding, ding, ding. The pizza's high prices and other things. So Mellow Mushroom. Do you have them up there?
Yeah,
there's
one
in D.C. as well.
One real close to Jimmy's in Herndon. But
By the way, if you disagree with any of these, jump in because you know,
I've only been to the Mellow Mushroom twice in I guess the last 4 years. And
that's both, every 2 years.
And both of them, both times were like, this is what sucks about D.C. I expect the service to be terrible anywhere I go.
Okay.
And the Mellow Mushroom doesn't scream, oh my God, they're going to take care of you left and right. It screams drugs and beer and
passivity,
alcohol.
Yeah.
It screams the opposite.
I mean, the pizza is medium at best. It's fine. I mean, because even bad pizza is okay. But the problem with the Mellow Mushroom is I think they put too much value on their clever name.
Yeah,
and I don't care for that.
No, I'm not.
No.
I don't hear you unless you knock. All right. Next one, Fleming's Prime Steakhouse. That's a high dollar place. So steakhouses, they say, steakhouses have been in boiling hot water lately, including Fleming's Prime Steakhouse. As beef prices went up, prices on the menu did too, leading to unhappy customers. Consequently, Fleming's felt the heat from patrons who gave low ratings to the restaurant. A lot of people want to go out and get a steak at a store.
Fleming's used to be at Tyson's Corner, and it was a pretty good place, but that was 15 years ago.
Yeah, when beef wasn't insane.
Prohibitive.
There it is, number 30, the Olive Garden.
Boo!
There you are. We really need to eat it. There you go. Number one critique of the food at the Olive Garden tastes like it's been frozen. That's what.
And also remember that it came out a few years ago that they weren't putting salt in the water when they boiled pasta because it was making their pans wear out. So they were giving you bland pasta so their pots would last longer. Jerks.
Number 29 is the Cheesecake Factory.
Big menu. Huge menu.
Has it ever been known for like this fantastic experience? It's just.
I think when they first came around, you got to check this Cheesecake Factory. That's when they were first on the scene.
That is fair. But
50 different styles of cheesecake.
Well, it reminds me of the old joke: is the people sit down and they say the food here is horrible. I know, in such small portions. I think they get by on the fact that there are lots of choices and there are huge portions, massive.
At least 250 items on its regular menu.
Too many
and massive plate sizes. Yeah. But guests criticize the food, saying it lacks flavor.
Yeah, it's a little. It's got this like artificial taste to it.
That's the same thing as the Olive Garden. Yeah.
And it's not really a factory, turns out.
All right, here's the one that I used to go to on a regular basis with Porno Dan, Famous Dave's.
A barbecue place.
I still like Famous Dave's. I'm not going to lie.
Only 45% of diners say they return. The one down here went out of business. The chain is currently in some hot water, and Famous Dave locations have been closing across the country. Many guests dislike the unfriendly atmosphere.
I'm biased, but the one here in Northern Virginia.
Another one
Chantilly?
You're talking about.
Yeah,
it's a good one.
Yeah.
The one they put in Pettibones.
Yes, precisely. when Richie took his business elsewhere.
All right, so you'd say of all that we've discussed so far, you're okay
I have a
with,
soft spot for Famous Dave's, and it's not like
I do
go
too.
There
and they also, and yeah, they I also, do too. They do something and that every barbecue joint should do. They do burnt ends, those little crispy pieces
really
of beef.
Good.
So good.
And Carla won't let me go, though. We're not going to that disgusting place again. That's what she says.
Oh, my God.
Here it is, number 27. I'm all in on this one.
Yeah.
Outback Steakhouse. Kind of related to Carrabba's too. They're the same company,
same umbrella, right?
Yeah, you're an Outbacker.
I think for the value, I think for the money they charge, I think it's a pretty good deal. But it's and also, you know what? If your kids want steak, you get a decent steak for a decent price there.
Okay. It says modern day consumers' tastes are changing, and the chain is struggling to keep up. More diners than ever before prefer convenience, inexpensive food, and healthier options. Outback's signature appetizer, the Bloomin' Onion, was a deep-fried favorite during its heyday. However, customers are now more conscious about the foods they eat. And to make matters worse, instead of trying to make the Bloomin' Onion healthier, Outback has made the signature dish worse with new versions covered with cheese, bacon, meat, and French fries.
That sounds delicious. What they should do, Mike, is take the Bloomin' Onion and boil it. Hey, Mike, how about a boiled onion, mate?
A boiled onion. Baltimore boiled onion. Sounds like a dish we can create. Joe's Crab Shack. Now, I know they have one in Northern Virginia. I didn't like
they
it.
Have them up here.
They're having a tough time.
The shtick was just too, it's too much.
I always thought it was a massage place.
It's funny.
He's rolling funny. Today, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, he is.
Massage.
I don't want to say the name. That's Josephine's Crab Shack.
Okay, all right.
Number 25 is the Macaroni Grill. Another one like the Olive Garden, but better. I always thought it was better than the Olive Garden.
I
better
watched,
than
they had Macaroni Grill in Fairfax, and I went there because it was before we had kids when it opened, and Carrie and I would go there quite
they had
often.
Good one in Fairfax, I remember
and
that.
We watched it decay. We watched the food get worse.
Remember the big bottles of Chianti?
Where I love well, the
it was
fact
supposed
that,
to be a classy Olive Garden, right?
Yeah.
They had two gimmicks. They'd leave the bottle of Chianti, and then you told them at the end of the day how many glasses you had. I was always honest. and their other gimmick was that they had white paper tablecloths and you could draw on them with crayons.
Oh.
And after you lied about how much Chianti you had, it was fun to draw. I remember one time, I think I was there with my buddy Brad, and I got up from to go to the bathroom. When I came back, he had written the word a-hole, but wrote it out and put an arrow to my chair.
The next one, 24, is Red Robin.
Red Robin, soft spot in my heart as well.
Good burgers.
They have one in Fairfax.
You should be keeping a tally of these.
I don't know if they decayed, but I know the basket of fries.
It's still unlimited.
Yeah, but it's become like I guess what has happened is before
you like the bottomless fries.
It's just with the campfire
but
sauce.
You used to just have no problem. They just bring you more fries. Now you like got to ask for it. Yeah. That's the one thing. You feel awkward.
Yeah. Red Robin's locations look like they've been trashed since the company replaced busboys with a new technology system. The change made cleaning tables take longer, which increased the wait time for seating. As a result, many customers have ditched Red Robin for other burger joints. There we go.
Didn't know they had changed.
42% they get to. Smash Burger. Are you familiar with Smash Burger?
There's a Smash Burger, or there was one in Fairfax.
Is it owned by the guy from DC 101?
Hey, I'm Smasher. 42% they get. We'll move by that one.
Okay.
Sizzler. I didn't even know Sizzler still existed.
That used to be a punchline restaurant for you. You would talk about Sizzler. Sizzler.
That's cute. I think home of the sneeze guard. Sizzler. Yes. 41%. Number 21, O'Charlie's. I never understood how this was.
Charlie?
That had to come out of a laboratory of people to say, what tests well? Well, Charlie's friendly.
The name Charlie's very friendly, and people like Irish names.
Yeah.
Yes. Huh. All right.
There's one in Fredericksburg, Virginia. That's the closest.
I've taken my daughters to that
one. Oh, you've been?
It's known for its homemade rolls and traditional American food. Traditional American food.
Terrific. Where you take meat and you make it hot and then you eat
cheese fingers, mozzarella sticks.
Right.
Next one is Beef O'Brady's. A lot of those down here.
I've never been to one. I've heard that name so many times in my life.
I think I've seen them come and go. I've seen them come and go,
The food also gets some criticism. Guests call the food gross and claim the fries appear to be reheated at times.
But other than that.
The burgers come with old or wilted vegetables and the chicken has a dry, rubbery texture. Thank you, Beef O'Brady's, everybody. Bob Evans is on the list at number 19. We got to fly through these now. Bob Evans Restaurant.
I've only been there for breakfast, and it's always been fine. Fine.
It's lovely.
Exactly what it is. Yeah,
it's a nice little Saturday.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Sausage gravy.
Logan's Roadhouse. We have one of those in Manassas.
I'm peanuts on the floor. No Roadhouse.
Logan's is something still has good marks, but it's not doing well apparently.
39% according to customers. Mm. So it's getting as the list gets longer, the numbers get lower.
There's a common thread
here.
So
the restaurants are getting worse as we go.
Oh, we're getting to the worst one.
Oh, okay,
the
good.
Worst one
good,
of
good,
all
good.
Time. Yeah, these are all in order, descending order.
Maybe
there's a lot of anti-meat propaganda on this list.
All right,
and they were mad about those wilted vegetables. Mm.
Shoney's. Yeah, do we need to say
we went to
about
a Shoney's together, Mike, as a team, heading down to Florida.
I remember.
Say no more.
Not pleasant. Not pleasant by any stretch.
When you can't find a Denny's, a Shoney's will do.
A Shoney's, but it's funny you mentioned that because they might be on the.
No.
Applebee's Grill and Bar.
Hate it.
Applebee's.
Your neighborhood place.
There you go. You know that.
I saw
that. Let me see. BJ's Restaurant and Brew House. Hallelujah. I'm glad. 37%. I never got this place. They went nuts in Northern Virginia. We got a BJ's.
Remember
we got
a
guy line up out the door. Horrible. Yes.
Not
like
associated
BJ's?
With the BJ's, what is it, the big box store.
Box store.
No, not at all.
Associated at all.
No, absolutely.
But both of them, the BJ stands for the same thing.
But you can get that at Josephine's Grab Shop.
That's right. Free parking out back.
Do you have any Perkins up where you are? We have Perkins.
We had one, but he left to work with Donnie Simpson.
Remember the guy from the Perkins commercial that wouldn't
That's
come
right.
on the show because he was such a
super dick.
They've got a Perkins big near around West Virginia University, that Pittsburgh area, but not here.
Yeah, well,
you know what? Great
baked
goods, they say.
They fail to stay relevant with today's customers, and they get 37%. Moving right along, number 13, before we get to the top 10, Waffle House. Do you really need to say anything?
They're everywhere.
About that?
They're everywhere.
Waffle House. They're everywhere, and 37% also with Waffle House. Number 12, Chili's, another chain restaurant.
Not a fan of Chili's. Not a fan of Chili's. So I had my first meeting with Todd Moore at a Chili's.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What did he complain about at that meeting?
No, he said, so you want to learn about apps?
Yeah, you want to learn about apps? Come on now, get the baby.
When you said that, do you think he was talking about appetizers? It was a long time ago.
Apps. Number 11. I remember when this came on the scene. It was super popular. California Pizza Kitchen.
Yes,
remember that one?
Yes.
Oh, that was a biggie. Moving around, that was 35%. My hometown. We didn't have a McDonald's, but we had a Friendly's, and that has fallen off the cliff. 36%.
I remember Friendly's.
Friendly's was big in Oakton. Right on.
As we move into the bottom 10, ladies and gentlemen, IHOP at number 9. Then we go to On the Border. I grew up on the border.
On the Border was good.
I mean, not
for a
literally
while.
On the border, but the restaurant on the border.
But it's not. Yeah. So
when I was younger, on Rockville Pike, those of you that remember, it was a go-to staple of like one of the main restaurants you would go to.
Yeah.
I can't speak as of late, but when you're younger, they didn't really ID the way they should ID. So
36%.
And they also would. You could buy a 6-pack of beer and a bucket of ice.
Yes.
Yeah. The chain earns poor reviews for value and service based on the quality of the food and the poor service. The price isn't worth it. That's what they say.
Okay.
As we wind these down, getting to number 1. Number 7 is Ruby Tuesdays.
I hate Ruby Tuesdays.
They just closed down the Ruby Tuesdays up here in Wisconsin.
And you know what they said? They said, goodbye, Ruby Tuesday.
Okay, moving right along. This broke my heart because this is the only one on the list that I like there. But they're right. Steak and Shake at number 6. Steak and Shake.
We stopped at one for the Florida trip
there,
too.
They closed the one down in Fredericksburg. So this is right on par. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. By the way, it's the slowness of Steak and Shake.
I agree.
The slowest change ever.
It's forever.
But, man, their burger's good. All right, moving around. And number 5, there it is, Rob. Denny's at number 5.
Mm-hmm.
34% of people. But you know what? When I had a band at 2 o'clock in the morning, Grand Slam
in Manassas.
What do they say, Mike?
Fairfax.
We stopped them all over the place.
Okay,
you know, we would down in Manassas
when you were touring.
Everywhere. Yeah, when we were touring, it was wonderful. 34% at 34% also Hooters.
Yeah,
dying.
Hooters is dying.
It's dying. It's literally dying.
Hooters would die. I never thought it would happen.
Sometimes they close down and sell their equipment to other restaurateurs.
Modern day customers still love chicken wings. They just aren't in love with the food at this American restaurant. Many bad reviews about Hooters include mentions of watered down drinks, cold food, and lame tiny chicken wings. However, there's some good news. Customers compliment the service and atmosphere.
The Hooters in Fairfax reopened.
It did?
Yeah, it did reopen.
Without the equipment, though.
They got new equipment.
Because they sold the other stuff.
They got new equipment. Hey! at number 3, TGI Fridays. Do you really need to say anything about that?
No. Toilet bowl building right there in Tyson's Corner.
Yeah, very good. So,
not enough flair.
No.
Number 2, the one down here closed, Buffalo Wild Wings.
Okay.
Never been a fan.
I thought that was going to be number 1, but I didn't want to read ahead, and I didn't want to ruin the segment.
Yeah.
Right.
This is how abysmal Buffalo Wild Wings is.
B-dubs, as the kids call it.
You know our friends at Postmates, Mike, that you can order anything from any restaurant and you got to pay for the delivery?
Sure, they're great.
So I there was a time where there was a love affair with a Desert Heat Buffalo Wings at B-dubs.
That's one of their flavors?
Yeah. So I ordered them on a Sunday morning. And I know it's football Sunday, but I still ordered them. It took 20 minutes for them to cancel the order to say that nobody was going to pick it up because they had not accepted the order. When you do it through another service that's known for doing it right and you still can't get it right, there's an effing problem.
You suck.
The cool hangout for the high school kids right now, though. Hmm.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I give you the worst restaurant chain in America, as voted by the customers, at 31%.
Ooh. Yes.
The answer is Johnny Rockets.
Damn.
Johnny Rockets. There it is. We got to take a break. My God, what
Johnny
happened?
Johnny Rockets. Breaks with a diner restaurant.
Can't imagine that would be badly regarded with their ownership.
Wow. Isn't that, that's terrible.
Mr. Snyder owns that.
Yeah.
That's another winner for him. Yay.
He's having a good year.
Fantastic. We will come back with a super short break, ladies and gentlemen, because we are running super late because of all the restaurants. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, this is your president. I was elected by you. Good. If you're hearing me now, you're listening to TMOS. Funny. But what if you want to see me? You can't. Sad. Because you don't watch radio. Sounds. But Mike Pence recently told me that you can watch this radio show. Surprise! Just go to YouTube and search Mike O'Mara Show Covfefe. Then you can subscribe and watch the show every day with old Mike, bald Rob, and creepy Oscar. Distrustful. Also, Pony and Maddie Afterthought. Sad. TMOS on YouTube. I would watch it, but I'm too busy eating meals at my White House. American fast food. It's the fastest and the greatest, and it's the funnest, winningest, successfulest, tallest, wettest, shiniest,
food in the planet. So remember, YouTube, it's on a computer, also on my tweet thing. Just put a taco salad in my pocket, and God bless America.
Thank you, Donald. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Society 6. Do you love artists? I do, and I want to support them. If you're looking for a thoughtful, unique gift this holiday season, this is a great company. Society 6 is what it's called. Society 6 has a community of 350,000 independent artists from around the world. You'll find everything from wall art and furniture to home decor and lifestyle accessories. You're sure to find a unique gift for everyone on your list. I love that every Society 6 purchase pays an artist. This empowers artists to keep doing what they love. There are literally millions of designs to choose from, and Society 6 has a huge array of products. It's so creative. It's so beautiful. Just choose what you love, and Society 6 makes it to order and ships it directly to you. And it's nice to know that your gift was designed by an independent artist and crafted by an actual person, and not just a grab from a shelf in a warehouse. Give thoughtful and unique gifts this holiday season with Society 6. You can get 30% off and free shipping when you use the code TMOS at s6.co/TMOS. That's s6.co/TMOS and use promo code TMOS. Society 6, design your everyday with art you love. That
love
is awesome. Really quickly, because we have a super quick break here, I just wanted to say this. This is a random thought. This was jotting down a note over the weekend. The commercials that pissed me off the most. Affleck. AARP.
Sure.
Supplemental insurance for insurance. You're paying that. What, really? Am I right about that? They are technically selling you insurance for insurance.
Yeah.
Which I think is just wrong on every level. I think when you buy insurance, whether it's home, auto, health, that ought to be it. You get your rules and you do that.
Be done.
But I mean, what is that? So there is an entire industry, Aflac, that is predicated upon selling insurance for insurance.
Yeah.
You know, we are selling you more insurance because your insurance that you already pay for sucks so bad.
And I could be wrong, and I'm sorry I don't know more about this, because this is something that I've actually thought about in the past where I'm like, well, what do they actually do? And I always thought it was something along the lines where if you have a certain level of insurance and – you know how sometimes it takes forever to get your cash back if something you got to pay forward like that? And I'm not working for big insurance, but I thought it was just like, if you didn't have enough insurance, you'd buy extra insurance.
That's it.
Yeah.
And that's what sucks, in my humble opinion.
Yes.
I can't stand that. That's just another reason.
What are your feelings on disability insurance? Because my brother always talks to me about that.
Disability insurance. Well, that's Affleck too, I guess, right? It's kind of like disability. If you can't work, you get... It's different. I mean, that's different because you're buying an insurance policy in case you're out of work. You know, if you can't work, your family gets that
a coverage. Portion of that salary, so you can at least pay your mortgage.
But as always, the insurance industry is built at least partially on making you scared. That's what it is. And supplemental is like, after, okay, we've scared you once. Thank you for pay, but we're going to scare you again.
Yeah. You know, they can't cover everything.
Yeah, and, you know, you're kind of doing enough.
Oh, and by the way, I know that there are plenty of holes in my argument, and I welcome the people that are in the industry to contact me, and it will never see the light of air. Thank you very much. That's what I wanted to say. That's all. Yes, I know they're probably... No, because there could be an insurance person that would get on the line and be able to explain every little...
I have an actuarial table that will absolutely...
Bottom line, what is insurance? Insurance is designed to take your money and then not pay out money. That's how they make money.
Yeah.
Simple, okay? My father was in the business for 35 years, all right? I'm fine with that. I understand. Don't call. Thank you.
We'll
take a break. Don't call. News you may not need. Coming up next on the Mike O'Mara Show. Opera.
Oh, it's your boy Paulie again. Now, I heard some of you P1s don't have Alexa, but you do have Google Home. Well, guess what? The Mike O'Mara Show is also on Google Home. Check it out. Hey, Google, play the Mike O'Mara Show podcast.
Okay, resuming podcasts. The Mike O'Mara Show, number 2208, full course meal.
Mike O'Mara, radio entertainment. Today's episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our...
That's unfriggin' believable, eh?
Huh?
Take it back, Mike.
Next week on the Mike O'Mara Show, how municipal workers can take 13 vacations a year. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
That's a dayline.
Expensive ones, too. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
I think Polly got into cryptocurrency early.
Something.
Saddles again. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Zappos. Congratulations to Zappos on their 20th birthday. We love Zappos. It's why we're going out to Las Vegas this week to the Council Chambers Theaters, and we're going to be out there to see you, and we can't wait. Listen, Zappos has everything you need. 1,000 trusted brand names. They're fantastic. We have a thriving partnership with them. They have millions of customers, create long-lasting wardrobe choices that they love. We ask that you support us both by accessing Zappos through our website. Just click the banner. As always, Zappos.com provides free, fast shipping, free and easy returns, 24/7 friendly customer service, and a 365-day return policy. Thanks to Zappos.com, there's never been a better time to look your best. Thank you, Zappos. 3 days before we see you people.
Yay! Yay!
News!
Did I have that turned up loud enough where you could hear it, or should I start it again?
You can start it again. Yeah. I won't yell this time. I'm sorry.
Right. Yeah, when you yell, it it just kills it, but it's not your fault. It's because I didn't have it turned up. News.
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 Boo.
It was pretty. It was pretty.
Thank you. Thank you.
Are we doing football today?
Who's ball?
Like reviewing football today?
Football. The picks came in an hour before the show started.
That's right.
And I was like, the results.
Yeah, not so great.
So will we do that tomorrow?
Yes.
Mañana with Nikki.
And then we'll also,
right, tomorrow.
And we'll also do picks tomorrow because of our travel schedule.
All right. Yeah, get Nikki on. We'll get Nikki.
Okay, we have
Did
we
you
have
tell
Nikki?
Him already that we're not going
to have him? No, I told him. I've held off, so we will have him.
Crazy week.
Very much so.
Caitlyn Jenner has been cast on the upcoming 19th season of the British reality show I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. That's the show where a group of celebrities live in a remote place together, kind of like Survivor.
Right.
Even though it's airing in the UK, it's worth mentioning because when pseudo-celebrities do British reality shows, they sometimes end up revealing a bunch of stuff to get attention.
Right.
Caitlyn should be able to handle the camping. She did the American version of the show back in 2003. That was back in the Bruce Jenner days. And the other cast members included Robin Leach, Melissa Rivers, and Chris Judge. I think that show failed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's the way it
did
goes.
Not work right. out.
Yeah. Late Robin Leach, Mike.
I think you can tell how popular it's going to be based on our response. Remember when Mike Tyson bit a chunk out of Evander Holyfield's ear?
Yes,
during,
of course.
The 90s, 97 specifically. They got over that a long time ago. They're cool now. In fact, Evander was just on Mike's podcast, Hotboxing with Mike Tyson. And he admitted that Evander Holyfield once bit an ear, too.
What?
He said, not an ear, but he bit a guy.
Oh, okay.
He said, quote, people keep asking, how are you going to forgive somebody? I say, everything that ever happened at some point in time, I did it. Mike bit me. I say, I bit somebody, too. It just wasn't on TV. I bit a guy in his shoulder. He dropped me, and I didn't know when you had a concussion. You'll bite, too. I don't get it.
Yeah, that's why, Mike, I don't listen to Hotbox, and I just get the transcript.
As you know, Tyson is in the pot business now, and he and his co-host discussed making a mold of Evander's damaged ear and making edibles from it. There you go.
Can't miss.
What a lovely idea.
I was at that fight, but left before the bite happened.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I was in that fight in Memphis. It was one of those HBO deals down to me. No, we saw a lot of great celebrities. We saw Samuel L. Jackson there. But there was a long, long undercard, and Carrie was ripe with child. It was the kind of thing that if like 3 more weeks...
Did you really leave before it happened, or did you go in at all?
No, we were there. We were at the pyramid. It was at the Memphis pyramid.
I can't believe you left a Tyson fight.
Yeah, well, she was...
Before Tyson fought.
Yeah, I know. It was
wow.
Not a great decision.
The bite. A lot of people have strange holiday traditions. Anna Kendrick. I like Anna Kendrick. I like her TV commercials. Her family's no exception. They like to celebrate Christmas by watching football on mute while listening to the Nutcracker. This just made me laugh. She said, we turn the sound off of football and we play the Nutcracker because every now and then it lines up perfectly. I encourage you to do this at home. I might do it. It's so much fun. A football play will align perfectly as the music crescendos. It's really great. Everyone cheers. That's pretty just cool. Funny.
Yeah.
That's a unique,
it's like watching,
funny story.
Listening to Pink Floyd and watching The Wizard of Oz, but different.
Yeah, you're supposed to line up
yeah,
a few times.
Exactly,
right
yeah.
When you load a dishwasher, should you put in the silverware so it's pointing up or down?
I have a strong opinion about this.
Or does it even matter? Someone tracked down, as close to an expert on the topic as they could find, a guy named Ashley Iredale has a degree in industrial design, and he makes a living writing about appliances like dishwashers and washing machines. According to him, it does matter which way you do it, and if you want to do it right, the silverware should be pointing down.
No.
Oh, my God.
Wrong.
So the handles are on the top. Here's why. First, it's a little safer, especially with knives, because it's easier to cut yourself if you put them blade up. Plus, it's just more hygienic. If they're facing down, you'll only touch the handles, so the part of a spoon or fork that goes in your mouth won't get germs or smudges on it when you take them back out.
Well, listen here, Iredale. How come you want the water?
Iredale.
Whatever.
It's not a dog. Woof.
Well, you don't want the water to drip from the handle down to the eating surface. You want it to dry away from the eating surface.
Yeah,
but I'd be inclined to agree with Rob.
I was thinking
and
more
and
of...
And also, you know what? It is safer. Be careful. Just don't go in there blindly swinging your hand around. You won't cut yourself.
He says if there's a difference in cleaning, it's marginal. So, Rob, I'm with Rob on that.
I just always felt like most of the, I guess, debris would be at the top of, or the sharp part or pointy part of the utensil. So you want that exposed so more jets get to
it. Yeah, drain down. Just absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, no. He's saying that he thinks it should be pointing down so the jets are closer to it.
In my dishwasher,
depends on a dishwasher.
The jets are above it.
Ooh, looks fancy.
Yeah.
In my humble opinion,
I don't have a dishwasher.
Doesn't matter where the jets are.
Sure you do. I've met her.
It doesn't matter where the jets are. They'll still beat the Giants. Thank you.
They did.
Trying to get that.
Sadly.
Just trying to get my interruption.
We both lost.
Did anyone have a better Veterans Day than this guy? 70-year-old Ernest Dotson served in the U.S. Army and lives in Greensboro, North Carolina. And he just came forward after winning $250,000 in the North Carolina lottery.
Good for him.
He bought a cash five ticket for $1 last Thursday and didn't realize he'd won until the following day. Lottery officials announced his win yesterday for Veterans Day. He won just under $277,000 and took home $196,000 after taxes.
Awesome.
He says he'll use the money to pay off his house, his car, and buy a new TV. And he can't believe he's finally debt-free.
That's wow.
Exactly
great. I like
story.
That.
Very cool.
And, of
very
course, cool. Since we can't finish with a happy story on this program, let's finish with a story from Florida, shall we?
Oh, okay. I like you live there.
Police in Florida are seeking information on the disappearance of an unusual piece of property, a 300-pound Bigfoot statue. Boynton Beach, my favorite town in Florida. Boynton. Boynton Beach police say the 8-foot-tall Sasquatch statue was stolen from in front of a store called Mattress Monsters in October. Bigfoot is missing, the department tweeted. Police are asking anyone with information on the missing statue to contact defective detectives.
That's Florida.
Thank you. Come on, police. Use your heads. Mattress Monsters. Figure it out. It's easy, okay? He's under the bed.
Of course.
300 pounds?
Yeah. Over here now, you know? Come on. He's under the bed. Hey.
I'm over here now.
You're looking for the monster in the wrong places. Check under the bed. It's a mattress store. Oh. We'll take a break. Come back with the audio vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, y'all. It's Angie with a new episode of the Oh My Golf Show out. Meow. Come relax with us among the whiskers. Yep, we're trying out cat yoga. Paging Dr. Ken, the very funny Ken Jung, pays me a compliment and makes my life. And Halloween is over. Merry Christmas. We're talking about the Christmas creep. And no, it's not a weird guy in a mall parking lot. Subscribe now to the Oh My Golf Show on YouTube or Apple Podcasts.
Hi, Angie. Rawr.
Rawr.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
He's under the bed.
Oh, he's under the bed now. Are you excited about your trip to Las Vegas? Why wouldn't you be? Got your fancy clothes, some seed money for gambling, tickets for both TMOS live shows, and your plane tickets. But how will you pass the time on the plane ride? Don't waste your time talking to the idiot sitting next to you. He might be a maniac. Save yourself.
Be safe. Listen to the TMOS bonus show.
Yes.
The bonus show is a commercial-free, no-holds-barred sixth episode of TMOS and features Mike, Oscar, Rob, Maddie, and the son of Sam. I mean, Pony. Just click the banner on our website, and you'll get access to all of our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS, your passport to the
passport. And is it Son of Sam or the Son of Sam? I was back and forth on
Son
it.
Of Sam.
Okay, yeah, I apologize on the bad copy.
The TMOS bonus show brought to you by Chesapeake Bay Seafood House.
How? Oh.
Chesapeake Bay Seafood House, conveniently located on Route 7, near Route 23. That's a corner called Tyson's. Help yourself to all-you-can-eat crab legs, steamed spiced shrimp, and frog legs. Really, they had them.
They did.
Plus, bottomless hush puppies. Yum. Get ready to your brains out at Chesapeake Bay. The food is fresh and the restaurant is closed. Beat it, suckers. And now, without further ado, let's open up to the audio.
I have to start with an apology because I always use the same punchline on restaurant reads.
As your brains out of always.
But I will always do it as long as it makes me laugh. Okay.
All right.
This, I start with something so extraordinarily sweet. Did you watch Jeopardy last night?
Yeah, I had not.
I didn't watch it. I watched the clip. And
this is really touching in that one of those times when Final Jeopardy, the guy did not have the answer. And sometimes they'll just say, what is question mark or what is the name of their kid or whatever. He did this and the reaction, it really got me.
He couldn't
me.
Win. He was so big. He couldn't,
yeah. And it got caught in my throat.
In the title of a groundbreaking 1890 expose of poverty in New York City slums, these three words follow: how the. Drew, you're smiling. I like that. Let's take a look at your response. Did you come up with the right one? No? What is we love you out? That's very kind of you. Thank you. Cost you $19.95. You're left with $5. Okay.
You just wrote We Heart Alex. Aww. So sweet. So sweet.
Yeah, and it's just, he is fighting the fight, man. Mm. I mean, he's cemented his legacy as just a brave guy, and everybody is just, it would be wonderful to see a happy ending. This is a insidious form of the disease.
It was so, I think the reason that is so strikingly touching is that he's been so stoic throughout.
Yeah.
And I think it caught him off guard.
Caught him by off guard. And it's so funny because, I mean, you would think that I would have liked to see the Jeopardy audience break into applause there, but I think they keep a pretty tight ship over there.
They do. But anyway, I just thought that was extraordinarily sweet, and what a thoughtful thing for that contestant to do that. However, good day on Jeopardy. Not a great day if you went to Tyler, the Creator's music festival. I think they floated a rumor that they were going to have a special guest, Frank Ocean.
Oh.
But Frank Ocean didn't come out as a special guest. It was Drake.
Oh.
And the crowd, I would think Drake would be a good substitute, right? The crowd was wanting Frank Ocean, and after Drake does his first number, his reaction, I would not classify it as positive.
Blah, no, make some noise for yourself tonight. You know, I'm going to tell you, like I said, I'm here for you tonight. If you want to keep going, I will keep going tonight. What's up? If you want to keep going, I will keep going tonight. Well, look, it's been love. I love y'all. I go by the name of Drake. Thank you for having me.
So he left?
Yep. And there is one bitch on wheels in that audience that was just screaming, no!
No! No, get off the stage.
So be careful.
I don't know. I think I would feel the same way.
Really?
Yeah, you get pissed off.
If you don't want me to perform.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
But
I'm shocked that they're not accepting Drake. He's a big deal.
Well, he doesn't have the street cred. They think he's a sellout. Like, this is how fickle this audience is. Look at the smash hits he's put out.
Sure.
And they're still, it's not enough.
Yeah, they want more.
It's nuts. It's absolutely nuts.
And by the way, after the snack cake.
Delicious. No, and if you yell no in the council chamber
Funny
theater,
bones.
If you are at our Las Vegas show at the council chamber theater and you yell no, you will be escorted out. You must support us. This is
with
the rule.
Big, hairy, stinky security that tastes like they ate a full salami before they grabbed you.
Mike, you have so much wildlife running rampant at your Florida home.
We do.
Yes.
We do, constantly.
Do you have turkeys?
We have red-tailed hawks. We have great egrets.
We have great blue herons. We have blue herons. We have white ibises. We have alligators. Oh. We have gar. We have Florida gar.
But what about turkeys?
We don't have. We have turkeys in Maine.
Okay,
we have turkeys, wild turkeys all over Maine.
There is a senior neighborhood, one of those special you have to be 55 to live there neighborhoods in New Jersey that's overrun with turkeys.
The turkeys are taking over. It's like an infestation.
I can't get out of my door. Sometimes I can't get out of my car.
Shoo them away. They won't do anything. They just like look at you to say, yeah, like they don't care.
People think it's a laughing matter.
It's a serious matter.
When I can't get out of my house to get in the car because they won't go away and you can't get them to go away and they go to bite you, yes, it's a problem.
Oh.
They've broken windows in people's houses when they fight. It's something to be taken seriously.
The turkeys only ignore one person, and that's Drake.
The turkeys are breaking windows because they're fighting?
Yes.
Well, so get a gun and you don't have to go to the grocery store.
Why?
Or there's Thanksgiving.
Wild turkey.
Right?
Wild delicious drink.
I heard that, I've always asked, because I've always heard this, that they're not as tasty as the domestically grown.
You know what? The flavor is good, but there's not hardly any meat on them because they've not been bred that way.
You've eaten a wild turkey?
Yeah. I have a friend who hunted one and cooked it. It was excellent, but there's just not a lot of meat on it.
I think they're considered technically jive turkeys.
You jive turkey? Why did you break that window?
Everybody's got the comedy pants on. Oh, we're going to Las Vegas.
That's true. All right, let's close with it, Mike. Have you yet watched Lights Out with David Spade?
What?
Have you yet watched Lights Out with David Spade? I've been telling you to watch
this show. I haven't done it yet, and I should. I'm sorry. I haven't done it.
Last night, he does a joke. He says, you know what? This next joke in the monologue, this not so much for me. And they go to the big screen, and on a FaceTime call is Chris Rock to tell the joke. He calls in every favor. He calls in every friend, and it's so much fun.
Pixar has released a trailer for its first African-American feature film. It's the sequel to Up, and it's called Sup. Get it? What's up?
And that's it.
Pretty funny.
Do watch that show, and that's it. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a grand Tuesday, everybody. Turkeys.
Oh, fantastic. Hey, we're looking forward to a lot of people out in Las Vegas already.
Yes.
We'll be joining you all Friday night on stage at the Council Chambers Theater,
Zappos Corporate
Headquarters.
Make sure if you're going to Vegas, make sure you post when you're arriving.
Let us know.
Yes.
Yeah. Has Merle landed yet? For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying, so long, everybody.
Goodbye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I'm afraid we have a bad image, sir. Market research shows people see you as something of an ogre.
You're a club women eat their bones.
Bow to your sensei.
Bow to your sensei!